You think nobody can see camouflaged misery, but Jesus knows all the things you hide from him. He died for every one of them.
All right, we're taking a look at that was Jesus suffering, dying for us, for all of our sins. And we're taking a look now at some of the suffering that Paul experienced as he boasts. Interesting that the people who are genuine tend to be the ones who take the hits and the ones that are false. That's one of the ways that you can distinguish between you can distinguish between true teachers, preachers, prophets of God, and the false ones. One of the things that you will find is that the false ones have all these negative criticisms of the genuine people. And when you listen closely enough, when you really pay attention to what they're saying, you really think about what they're saying, and you really pay attention to what they're saying, pay attention to their body language as well. Pay attention to their facial expressions as well. I mean, really study them. No matter who they are, even if there's someone very, very close to you, you find that the ones who have all the negative, ugly, slanderous things to say are usually the problem. Not the ones they're talking about. Not the ones they have so much criticism about. Isn't it interesting? You ever notice how so often you have this one person who has all these negative things to say about so-and-so, when so-and-so has the opportunity to pour out a whole lot is with you and has an opportunity to pour out a lot of negatives about that same person who always has something negative to say about them? They don't take that opportunity. You ever notice that one person has a strong interest in pouring out a lot of negative stuff? And of course, you know, it's because they're just spiritual, and they're so spiritual that they're very concerned, and that's the reason they discuss all this negative stuff that they contaminate you with. The other person doesn't find it important to talk about all that negative stuff, so they don't. Which of those two do you think you should really be concerned about? The Apostle Paul, again, in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians, in his letter to the Corinthians, in response to the negative comments that false apostles, so-called, were making, claims that they were making about themselves, slanderous statements they were making about Paul, and the very sad way that they were drawing in the people of God. The Apostle Paul says in verse 19, "You gladly put up with fools since you are so wise. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you or pushes himself forward or slaps you in the face. To my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. What anyone else dares to boast about, I'm speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast about." And now he begins to address some of the boasts that some of these false apostles had made. Are they Hebrews? That's one of the things they bragged about. We're Hebrews. And of course, that was designed to help make the Corinthian saints, who were not Hebrews, who were quote unquote Gentiles, also known as dogs, try to make them feel bad about themselves, make them feel inferior to these false apostles, to these apostles who are exalting themselves above not only Paul, but the Corinthians as well. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I'm out of my mind to talk like this. But then he goes on to say, I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, He's bragging. He's boasting now. He's boasting in himself. Now, if you hear someone say, you know, they start talking about their material possessions and the wealth they have, and they're boasting about that, and they say, I'm making my boast in the Lord, they're lying. They're being deceitful and manipulative. Nowhere in Scripture does God tell us to boast about our material possessions or wealth. The people of God, the true men and women of God who boasted about their weaknesses, their sufferings, their need for Christ. The Apostle Paul saying, I've worked much harder, been flogged more, been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. And remember now, when they were being stoned, the goal was to kill them, to stone them to death. The exact thing that happened to Stephen as Saul stood by holding the cloaks of those who were throwing the stones at Stephen until he died. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen. Now, this is his boast. He's sharing his credentials. In danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. More on this next week. I'm talking courage. He kept going. He kept going and going and going. He kept serving the Lord. Courage to do the right thing.